Beautiful singing this morning, but how could it not be with all of you that are here joining together, singing praises to our Heavenly Father? It's a beautiful thing. 2:11, we were singing, "Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above." You believe that? That's why we're here this morning. We're praising, oh God, for the Son of his love. And it's Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Second verse. We praise thee, oh God, for thy spirit of light. The light of understanding. The spirit gives us understanding. Who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. He's shown us our Savior. How did he do that? He put his love in our heart. He taught us. You know, the Lord does the teaching. The Lord teaches you about him, gives you his love, and scattered our night. What is that? Scattered our night. The darkness is gone. He's taught us about his love. Now the darkness is gone. Our eyes are opened. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. All glory and praise. Not some. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. How many of our sins did he bear? Most of them, except for your sin of this unbelievable. No, he bore all your sins and cleansed how many of your stains? He cleansed every stain. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. I think we got revived this morning, don't y'all? You know, the song service has revived us. And I like that, revive us again. Revive us again. That means he's done it before. Isn't that right? I've said this before, and I don't mind repeating it. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. That's what we're looking for this morning, is each soul that's here, that your heart and soul be rekindled with fire from above. Not with understanding of this world, not with things of the flesh, but fire from above. The song service was just wonderful. Brother Larry came up here and he, "Brethren, we have met to worship." I got to admit, that's the fastest I ever sung that song, but it didn't bother me, because I was loving what it was talking about. And I could just preach right here out of this book all day, but I'm not going to. But think about it. "Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God." Is that why you're here this morning? Did you come here today to see each other and eat donuts? Was that your intent and purpose? The donuts were good, and it's good to see each other. But we're here to worship, and we're here to adore the Lord our God. "Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word?" And I mean, it's a try. It's an endeavor. It's an effort. It's a weakness. So pray. "All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One come down." We're just wasting our time. We're like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals if the Holy Spirit does not come down. And I believe he has. He's already been among us. He's blessed our song service. He's blessed the love that I've seen shown among you all. "Let us pray that holy manna may be scattered all around." And some books say showered, some say scattered. There's no difference, I guess, showered, scattered. Let's pray that holy manna, that the Holy Spirit gives us less blessings and loves and teaches us about his love. We're going to do the whole song, so don't go away. Second verse, "Look and see poor mourners around you, fearing, trembling as they go." Do you know any poor mourners that are fearing and trembling? Now think about that. Do you know people in this world that show some semblance of the love of God, but they're fearing and they're trembling because they're confused about their salvation? They don't understand what we've been enlightened on. "Longing for a hope in Jesus, will you comfort them or no?" Are you just going to walk away from them? Are you going to comfort them? How do you comfort somebody like that? Just tell them, you know, brother, sister, I love you, and I know that the Lord loves you because I see him in your heart and in your eyes and in your actions. And they may look at you and say, well, are you crazy? Or what do you mean? What do you mean you see him in me? I'm a sinner. I've done this and that. I can't be. He can't love me. And then you have the opportunity to explain to him, well, he can. You know, the Apostle Paul, what did he do before he was on the road to Damascus? He was taking the Lord's people, dragging them, the ones that was following Christ, dragging them, putting them in jail, murdering them, killing them. How bad is that? Have you done something that bad? Are you a murderer? Have you done those things? The Lord forgives. The Lord covers your sins. He don't cover part of them. He covers all of them. And if you're mourning about your soul, about your who you are, or what you've done, and man, I wish I hadn't have done that, you don't have to worry about that. The Lord has forgiven that. The Lord Jesus Christ has covered that. How did he cover it? He came down to earth. He lived on this earth, took on flesh, died on the cross, was buried, and what did he do? He arose. After 3 days and three nights, he arose. And he, when he was on that cross, when he bowed his head, he said, it is finished. Well, did that mean his crucifixion was finished? No. It means that he had come to do the job the Lord gave him to do, and it was finished. He bowed his head. He died. All of his people, all of his children were there with him, and it was finished. And they'll all be with him when he comes back. When he comes back, the trumpet sounds, or a loud shout, or whatever it's going to be. It might be a horn. Somebody might honk a car horn. I don't know. It's going to be loud, though. And he's going to come back. Those that are dead in the grave are going to burst out of the grave, meet him in the air. And if we happen to be alive, we're going to be caught up with them. And then we'll be changed to be like him. Isn't that going to be beautiful? Are we going to live on earth now for 1,000 years and reign and fight? No. No. It doesn't say that. We'll meet him in the air, and we're going to go and be with him forever in glory. Is there here a trembling jailer seeking grace and filled with fears? Now, what's that talking about? That's the jailer in the jail when the walls were shaking and the shackles fell off all the prisoners. He was supposed to be put to death for that. What did Peter tell him? It was Peter, wasn't it? Anyway, said, "Don't be not afraid. You know, we're here. Your prisoners are here. You're not going to be put to death." And he come to Peter and said, "Brother, what should I do?" And Peter then went to his house and told him about the salvation of Christ. Now, that jailer was a child of God before Peter and them got to his house, because he was fearing the Lord. He was trembling. He and his whole house were baptized and went away rejoicing. Let us join our prayers to help them. Let our faith and love abound. I think that's what we're doing this morning. We've joined our prayers together that we may help those that are mourning, help those that are seeking the answers. You know, they have the Lord, love of the Lord in them, and they maybe don't have any understanding. Fourth verse, let us love our God supremely. Can you do that? Can you love your God supremely? I don't know if you can, but you can sure try. So let's try. Let's do that. Y'all know how my sinuses go when I get emotional, so you'll have to bear with me. Let us love each other too. Now, I know you do that because I watch you. I see you. You come together. You're loving on each other. You're glad to see each other. That's a blessing from our Lord. Let us love and pray for sinners that our God, their souls renew. Then we'll love them still the better. Take them to our kind embrace. Journey with them on to glory. There to sing redeeming grace. What a wonderful morning. Okay, I'm going to work out of this book now just a little bit. Last week, if you weren't here and you didn't hear our pastor, Elder Don, he preached a wonderful service, sermon. I was a little mad at him because I had been studying out of the book that he used as his reference. And I said, oh man, I was gonna preach about that one day, but I got to thinking a while ago, there's only two or three of us that were here last week that heard that sermon. It's not going to be an identical sermon, but I am going to use some of the same scriptures that he used. So if he listens to the tape, then he'll know I did that. And he will forgive me. 2 Peter. First verse. 2 Peter. First chapter. First verse. I had it right. I just didn't tell you the chapter. Isn't it frustrating when the minister or whoever's preaching says we're going to be in Luke, and then he finds his chapter and his verse and then takes off. Didn't tell us where he was, you know, and we're all sitting there trying to find it. But anyway, I try not to do that. Simon Peter, first verse, first chapter. A servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to pause right there. The thought has not finished, but I want to pause right there. Who's he preaching to? To them who have obtained like precious faith with us. Well, now what did they do to obtain that? Well, some people might say they did this or they did that or they accepted this or that. No, Peter's going to tell us how we obtain that like precious faith. Let's look at it. Are you reading? If you got your Bible, read. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how you obtain that like precious faith. Through the righteousness of yourself? No. Through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Semicolon. Or is that a colon? Is that colon or semicolon? That's colon, isn't it? Semicolon has a little thing on the bottom, okay? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Peter's saying he wants grace and peace to be multiplied to you. How? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So there's some learning, there's some understanding that's got to be done. Peter wants you to have the knowledge of our God and understanding. He hopes that is multiplied unto you. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. It's his divine power that's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him, the understanding that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Oh, he's going to tell us about some exceeding greatness and promises. Precious promises. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Have you escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust? You never get away from it completely. But have you turned from it? Are you not endeavoring to be a part of whatever that was in times past? What a wonderful thing. Fifth verse, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Now, wait a minute. He wants us to add something to our faith. Where did we get our faith? How did we get our faith? Remember, we just talked about it. Through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. God and our Savior Jesus Christ did that part. He gave us that faith. Now we get to do something. Add to our faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. Here's some things now that we're supposed to do. Virtue. Virtue. Virtuous. Virtue, that's doing what's right. You English teachers, help me out here. And to virtue, knowledge. He wants us to add some knowledge to our faith. Well, how do you get knowledge? By studying the word of the Lord. Study 2 Peter, 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know what I like about that verse? And I said this a couple of weeks ago, but I love that verse so much, I got Brenda to get me a plaque made up so I can hang it on my wall at my office. And I see that every morning when I come into work. And I focus on that and concentrate on it. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, it hit me last week. I walked in and I said, I'd been concerned about what am I supposed to talk about? What format do I use when I preach? What am I going to do that's going to be maybe entertaining somewhat and I keep people's focus and attention? And I realized that I was off base. Study to show thyself approved unto God. I said, well, wait a minute. That's my responsibility, to show myself approved unto God. That's a big thing to fill. And that's made me study a little bit harder. If I got to show myself approved unto God, I need to study continuously, 24/7. And you do too. The scripture was given to you. It wasn't just given to old guys like me that just try to stand up and expound the word of God. It's to all of us. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There's a lot of dividing in the word of God. We need to make sure this goes here and this goes there. Eighth verse of 2 Peter 4. He just told us to add these things to our faith, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Charity is love. 4. If these things be you and abound, what does that mean? You can have it in you, but if you don't spread it around, if it don't abound, if you don't show that brotherly love and that kindness and that temperance and that patience, it's not going to do you good. Well, I'm patient. I got brotherly love, but I don't want anybody to know it. No, it needs to abound. They make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If these things abound, you're not going to be barren. You're going to have knowledge of the Lord and you're going to be fruitful in serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're doing all of these things, showing this love and patience and kindness, You're going to have joy in your heart, and people around you are going to feel it, and they're going to enjoy it. Oh, but now guess what he tells us? But he that lacketh these things, now he's talking about people that have obtained the like precious faith. We're talking about the Lord's people. He's going to talk about the Lord's people here that are lacking these things. Not that they're going to die and go to hell, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Doesn't say he would lose his purging. He just forgot that he was purged from his old sins. What did he'll lose? The joy of fellowship. Do we have joy this morning as we sing together? Do we enjoy the fellowship? Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. Beautiful language. And you know, I'm just kind of overflowing with joy and love for the fellowship of the saints. I'm so thankful to have three of our nieces here to be with us today. That was those angels that were singing over here, if you could hear the singing this morning. Sister Margaret, it's good to see you. It's good to see my great friend, Brother Larry Hand, and his wife and his grandchildren. What joy and what thanksgiving we are sharing this morning. And you know, I'm glad that there's not a rule book that says, well, if you stand in the stand, you have to stay there for an hour. I've given you what the Lord's given me today, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. Brenda's kind of looking at me. She says, the brisket's not going to be ready if you stop now. So she kind of went like this. You know, no, I'm kidding. She didn't. I want you to understand. And I know you know this, but your presence here among the saints of God is a joyous thing. When you come and sit down in your spot and you fellowship with the rest of the saints, you bring joy and love to everybody. And when you're not here, you can't do that. And it's such a precious thing. I saw Brother Larry as he was leading In Worlds on High. We get to the chorus, and Tiffany and Anna, they know that chorus, and they sing it, In Worlds on High. And he just looked down. He had the biggest grin on his face. Now, I know he loves the children. Brother Larry teaches with us at the Harmony Plains. And do I take by your comment you're going to be there this year? I need you, brother. He and I, together, we teach the adult class, and I hope you're going to work with me again this year. Is that you're there? All right. It's a wonderful week, and if you get the opportunity to come, if not, just come on at night. 7 o'clock every night we have an assembly. There's 300-350 old Baptists, bunch of kids, teenagers, singing praises to our Lord and Savior. The kids that are learning how to lead, they get up and they get to show what they've learned. The classes sometimes will get up and give a demonstration of what they're doing. We always have 10 or 12 ordained elders around that are there that overseeing the spiritual aspect of it. It's not, in the beginning, the singing school got some criticism. Of course, y'all know that my father started that school. And all over the United States, it was a church camp. Elder Barrington started, and he's gone Arminian. He's having Sunday school all week long. It's vacation Bible school, and he took a lot of criticism and had a lot of despair over that. But as the years went by, people started seeing the goodness and the love that was out there. So if you get to come, I hope that Tiffany and Annie might get to be there. You girls, are y'all going to be there? Maybe. All right. Let's sing a song.